My name is Catherine McKenzie. Today is October 2018, and I'm speaking with Edward McKenzie, who is my father, and we will be talking about the moon landing of 1969. So, how did you perceive the moon landing of 1969?
Well, I was a young boy growing up in Columbus. I was living on the west side, and I'm not sure that I actually saw it live or not. It would have been right around dinner time, I think. I think we saw it live. There was a lot of buildup, of course. The Apollo program was gaining momentum during the late 60s, and there seemed to be a launch almost every other month, but I don't think it happened that fast. But it seemed like there was always something getting ready to happen. There was lots of successes, there were failures, but everything was building towards the landing. There was a lot of momentum because President Kennedy had said that we were going to do this by the end of the decade. He challenged NASA and the country to do it by the end of the decade, and it was 1969, so we're getting pretty close. So in July, when it actually happened, it was a pretty major event, and it was a pretty significant impact on my life, really, kind of going forward and how I viewed things.
Okay. How did this event impact your family?
My family, probably not so much. I mean, we were pretty much your standard middle-class family, and I had probably more of an interest in science and math than the rest of my family did. So while I think everyone sort of got caught up in that, there was a lot of things going on in the 60s, from the counterculture revolution to the Vietnam War to the space program. And so a lot of things could pull you and distract you in a lot of different ways. But so I don't think it impacted my family that much, but it was something that impacted me.
Okay. How is this significant to people all over the country?
Oh, as I was saying, this was a pretty major thing for our country because from the very beginning, we seemed to be behind in the space program. At least the first were all done by the Russians, and the Cold War was very strong, in the mid-60s and late 60s, and so we really didn't like being second, and so I'm not so sure how the entire world viewed it, but it certainly was what they called the space race, between the Russians and the U.S. So I think that was probably a little bit more important to each of our two countries, maybe not so much to the rest of the world, other than just as interested observers to see what was going on.
How did this affect the innovation of space exploration?
Well, there was a lot of technology that had to be invented in order to make something like this happen. And so when you actually saw the actual materials being developed and there were things like that was going on, I actually disappointed, I think, after the moon programs, I think there was certainly a lot less interest publicly in the space exploration and the space program, which was a little disappointment to somebody like me who kept wanting to see us go further and farther and do more and more. I think once we actually achieved that goal, then there was a lot of attention turned towards other things and not as much money and not as much. I think while there was still development and things that happened, it's really surprising how long I think it took us to get the space station and up there, to get the space shuttle going, and then now we don't even have a launch rocket that we use to put people in space. We have to go borrow from the Russians, and or we have SpaceX and people like that sending supplies up to the space station. So I'm really looking forward to the next phase where the effort to try to get manned missions to Mars and things that kind of thing, and that's I think maybe will be a will inspire a lot more people, you know, going forward. A lot of young boys in Columbus, Ohio, maybe wanting to go out into space.
What influence did this event have on you personally?
Well, for me, as I mentioned, I had always had an interest in science and math, and it was a little stronger, you know, post that. In my young days, I liked to build rockets, model rockets, just the ones that don't fly and the ones that fly. And we had moved out of the city by my teen years, so we had lots of land out in the country, so I could actually shoot off rockets and things like that. And but it really influenced me to, I think, to study engineering. That's what I ultimately ended up doing when I came up to OSU in late 70s, and I studied electrical engineering, and I had an opportunity to work for a science company. And while I moved quite a ways from actually doing engineering work, per se, I think I can look back and I believe that my interest in the space program and the Apollo landings and all of that being on my TV set, really kind of influenced me in the direction I wanted to go into study of science and math.
How did the moon landing affect the time period of the late 60s?
Well, it's a little hard for me to remember about exactly what might have happened. Again, you know, Columbus was a pretty conservative area. There was a lot of things that were going on. I think people were mostly caught up in there was a lot of disappointment in the country. There with the Vietnam War going on and things, but to actually have this kind of crowning achievement that kind of took place where we actually set out to do something in a decade and we did it. And there's a lot of national pride in that, I think. Fulfilling that dream that Kennedy had said we should go after. I think all of that was a pretty important part of maybe the national psyche at the time. Again, mostly I'm just disappointed that we weren't able to carry that forward into the 70s and it was just to move forward and faster. We kind of said we accomplished that and then we kind of sat back and didn't do anything else for a while. So that's what I'm thinking about, but anyway.
Okay, thank you.